Well, good morning. Long time no see. How you been? It's 11:47. Yes, it's still morning. So this is still my morning walk. It's a lot lighter than I anticipated. I was planning on coming out at 9. I have an alarm set for 9 o'clock. I have another one set for 11 to help me stay on track. And lately, they haven't been doing a good job, so I need to do a little more with those alarms. The problem is that they've been part of my life for so long now that the ADHD brain says, yeah, okay, fine, never mind. And that's a problem. I got another one coming up at 1 for the afternoon's festivities. I need to get some words down today. Yesterday was a great day. I met with J.L. Forrest and his writing partner, A.J. I don't remember James's last name. And they took me out to lunch, and we had a very pleasant 2-hour discussion about writing and marketing and business. And it was good. It was fun. It was good to get out. Next month I have to go to the Nebula Weekend in Pittsburgh. It's the week before Balticon, so I won't be going to Balticon. In theory, the election is over. I was running unopposed, so in theory, I will be on the board of Science Fiction Writers of America, Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America, SFWA, because science fiction is one word. It's hyphenated, but it's one word. I haven't heard any official talk yet, so I don't know. I also haven't heard from the selection committee for Colorado Gold as to whether or not either of the two proposals that I put in will get picked up. I honestly don't think they're going to, which means I'm not going to have that expense at the end of September, because I'm not going to go if there's nothing there for me. And all of the indies that I know who've submitted proposals, they're not exactly going to be accepted. I don't know how it's going to go. I probably shouldn't speculate. So, oh gosh. The last time was the 9th. This is the 17th. So a week ago yesterday I walked. Yesterday I didn't walk. I have no excuse, I just didn't walk. I need to get back into the walking habit. It's I really appreciate the nudges. I had more than one nudge about getting back out to walk. A day or two is one thing, a week is not something I can really afford to do. Or not walking for a week is not something I can afford to do. I need to get out, I need to get the blood moving, I need to get the exercise, I need to get the metabolism burning up calories, I need to get the mental stability that comes from 40 minutes of walking outdoors. Ah, so it's a beautiful morning. It is 70 degrees here on April the 17th, 2018. 2018. Did I say 17 in the beginning? Probably. 2018. It's some high thin clouds. There's a band of clouds out over the mountains off to the west, and the wind is blowing from that direction. So I have a suspicion that we got a front coming through, coming down the mountains. A downslope wind, as they say. So another day, another dollar. The suicide run is doing well. It's not doing as well as I'd hoped. In large part, that was my fault. I changed up the way I notified my email list, and as a result, the email list actually worked against me. I need to go back and revisit my email list again. I know I've got more names than that. I need to get them all reconciled and fixed up. The other thing is that it's suicide run. It's Natalia and Zoya, and people are not making the transfer over to Natalia and Zoya. They want Ishmael Wong. And yeah, it's coming. People keep asking if it's coming. I did get the paperback of South Coast out, so it hasn't been a total waste. It hasn't been a complete loss. I had it sitting there. Apparently, I've had it sitting there for 18 months. And so I went and did the corrections, and then did an upload, only to discover that when uploaded, it didn't have any of the ships, any of the boats' names in italics. In fact, it didn't have any italics. So I had to go through and find all the italics and reset them again, which was tedious. It took a day. It took a whole day. And I had to remember how to do the layout, so that took part of the time. But it's out. It's listed. It doesn't show up linked to my name yet. I'm not sure. I haven't checked today. Maybe it has been today. And I uploaded an updated copy of Ashes. Not Ashes, Fire. Fire had a typo, had several typos. And I thought I had uploaded it. But people are saying, no, file's wrong. So the file is right on my computer, and what I suspect happened is that I made the corrections and never got back to do the actual upload. So the new edition is actually second printing, if you look on the copyright page. Second printing, April 18, April 2018. So if you're looking at it and you're wondering whether or not I've made the corrections, you can tell if you have the old file or the new file. So the interesting thing was that it's actually a year ago. Yeah, a year ago. And then Suicide Run, which was the second book of the Smuggler's Tales. And I'm still about halfway through. I haven't made much progress on it since we had that big blast a couple weeks ago. We're starting another big blast next week. I really, 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 really need to get my act together and get this book finished so I can hand it off the 1st of May to the editor. Which means I've got just under 2 weeks to get it done. Ideally, I'll have it done by Monday. That's ideally. But I have, other than fixing dinner, I have nothing on my agenda for this afternoon. This evening. And if I can go home and get my headphones on and get a fresh cup of coffee and get settled into the book, I really like the story. I really like the way the story is going. unlike other books where I have gotten into the story and gone, this is crap. This one is ticking right along. I like it. So it'll be a good wrap-up for the Smuggler's Tales. Get ready, say it with me. One post. Whew. I'm wearing a sweatshirt over a polo shirt. And it's kind of warm. 70 degrees, the sun's beating on me. Working up a sweat. I'll have to change my shirt. They're coming up to the dead zone where I stopped talking. Which I think it's something to talk about. It was interesting talking to John and AJ yesterday. I'm not sure exactly how much help I am. We talked about a lot of stuff. Jails and CIFWA. And he has some interesting discussion points about the need to serve the broader public, and his concern that as soon as somebody has enough of a bug up their butt, they're going to sue CIFWA for failing to serve the wider public, because that's really the nature of a 501c3. He's of a mind that that's entirely, entirely likely, eventually. And the problem is that they really are operating as if they are a trade association, a 501c6. And they have only just recently... All right, so I had a phone call, I have to go piece these bits together. The kid got her driver's license, and she's driven back and forth to work, and she's attended one of her appointments, and now she wants to do something with the car for fun. She's going to go to the movies this afternoon if I don't need the car. And I don't need the car, so, okay. I suggested that she call the house because I'm not there and ask if anybody else wants to go to the movies. But no, I'm not going to go to the movies. I'd like to, maybe. But I really, really want this story done. And it ain't going to be done if I don't do it. The word is, these stories don't write themselves. Anyway, I was talking to John and AJ. And we're talking about... Well, CIFWA and Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers both have similar problems in that there's a serious... breakdown between what they say and what they do. Oh yes, we agree that this is a problem, but they don't do anything about it because volunteer run, and nobody will do anything. With CIFWA, there's really a really strong backlash against indies coming from the board, coming from the old guard, and it's also really obvious in and Sifra as well. I don't expect we're going to change their minds. It's like we're not really publishing. We're not really writers because nobody says we're writers. And I know I've lashed this dead horse before. The carcass is barely nothing but bones anymore. But it's like it's a lottery ticket. Send your manuscript to an agent. It doesn't matter how good it is, if they've already signed as many of that kind of book as they're going to this year, you're going to get rejected. You could be perfect. It could be wonderful. It could be the second book in a series that they've already put the first book up for. But if they don't have a slot for it, you're going to get rejected, and you don't have any control over getting a slot. So, traditionally publishers, high risk. There's a very good possibility that your book is never going to see a reader, or a reader is never going to see your book. It is pleasant. It is warm, but it is pleasant. It's a nice breeze. Spring is in the air. Oh, the willows, the weeping willow has turned yellow. It's getting ready to bud. It's already budded out. There's a couple of leaves, little tiny leaves. And the flowering crabs are crabby. We have dandelions out. Look at all the dandelions. Holy cow. That's a lot of dandelions. My maple is starting to bud up a bit. You guys will be by in a couple of weeks. I guess next week at this point, they'll be by to start mowing the lawn, which is good because the parts that are alive are growing very well. Oh, there's a bit of a breeze. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.